There is a new president and CEO at the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. His name is Will Green. He joins us now. Will, welcome aboard. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on this morning. First of all, congrats on the gig.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks. I'm really excited to rejoin such an amazing organization. Started there a little over 10 years ago, and it's not lost on me what an amazing transformative organization it's been for this business community since the passage of Right to Work nearly 40 years ago.
Yeah, that's why we're always proud to partner with LABI in every aspect that we can partner with LABI. We're going to get in a little bit of that in a minute. First of all, though, let's get to know you. Who's Will Green, and how did you come about wanting this gig?
Yeah, thanks, Brian. So, obviously, I worked at LABI a little over 10 years ago and know and understand the incredible value that it plays. And, we're at a time right now in Louisiana that, we've got to focus on unwinding our state's uncompetitive tax climate. We've got to lower our insurance rates. We've got to stop lawsuit abuse. We've got to focus on bettering our education system. And so I come from a legal background, and so I practiced law for several years, and so I understand that area very well and the challenges we face there. When I was at Lobby, I worked on several different measures involving, tax and different policy areas. And then for the last 7 or 8 years, I've been incredibly fortunate and incredibly blessed to work with the auto dealers on both workers' comp. We have a workers' comp self-insured fund, and then we also doing the policy and running the association, and the dealers are an amazing group. They're I tell a lot of people you drive up from South Louisiana up to where I'm originally from in North Louisiana, and unfortunately there's not a lot left in a lot of those towns but a dealership and a Dollar General. But those dealers they're amazing. They're small businesses. They're employers. They give back to the community. They support the community. And so I was born and raised in Louisiana. I love it. And I know that there's no better organization though than Lobby to help get Louisiana back on track. And so that's why I was so excited and interested in leading the association.
We're talking with Will Green, the new president and CEO of the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. Will, we're 2 months out from primary election. And I mean, there's every statewide race and a million local races are on the ballot. Lobby really gears up 2 times a year, for your big seasons, and I know you've got other things going on as well, but whether that be the legislative session or the election season, I mean, you're picking a time to walk in with 2 weeks to go till primaries. This is going to be baptism by fire for you.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, it's exciting though. You go around the state and every elected official, whether it's statewide or local, they're talking change. They're excited. One of the things that is amazing about Louisiana is, we've got the best food, we've got the best festivals, we've got the best football. Although last weekend, that little challenge there, but still think we got the best football in the country. We're positioned like no other state. We've got the Mississippi River, some of the best ports in the world, and, just incredibly talented oil and gas knowledge and industry and resources. And, Brian, those are things that nobody can take away from us. I mean, those are God-given, and those are things that we are positioned for. And so that's the good news. The bad news is that we are one of the only states in the country that's lost population. Yep. We are one of the only states in the country that has not regained our GDP since COVID. We have one of the worst education rankings. Recently we just got hit with some of the highest now, I think, per person insurance costs in the country. And so, when you think about all those things, you see challenges, but the good news is those are things we can change. Those are policy things we can change. And we've got an opportunity to do that with a new governor, new statewide elected official. I know Tim Temple is going around talking about he wants to lower insurance rates. He wants to do sensible reforms that help everybody. And I know that even the local elected officials that I've talked to and the members at Lobby that I talk to, they're excited and they're motivated and they're energized and they want to change the state.
We're talking with Will Green. He's heading up the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. So you're a North Louisiana guy.
I am. Yeah, I grew up. I grew up in a suburb of Ruston, Bernice, Louisiana, and so up in God's country. That's right.
So it's news to all of us that Ruston has suburbs. No, I'm just kidding. now, what is that perspective? Because in Louisiana, there are different, you know, while we are one state, we are a number of different regions, to be sure. What does a North Louisiana perspective bring to this particular job?
Yeah, look, that's a great question, because it is Louisiana. One of the amazing things about it is it really is so diverse. I mean, you can go South Louisiana. New Orleans is different from Acadiana a little bit. And then you go up to Alexandria, and you've got different businesses and industries in Louisiana. And then you go up to Shreveport, and you've got a little bit of a different flavor there from Shreveport over, you know, over to Monroe. And so it's not just, you know, not just the way the different ways we talk. It's the different businesses, the different climates, the different industries. And so one of the things that I committed when I took the job was, look, I've been in Baton Rouge for 15 years now. And somebody told me the other day, they said, look, if you made the 15-year mark, you can say you're from there now. So I guess I can say I'm from here when people ask me, but I still say I'm from North Louisiana. Mm-hmm. But being from North Louisiana, I made the commitment that, look, Lobby is not a Baton Rouge organization. We're the state chamber of commerce, and we're going to serve the business community as a whole, whether that's that small business up in, you know, Bernice, Louisiana, or whether that's the business down in the far corner of, you know, the bayou of the state. And that is very important to me, to get out and hear the challenges and hear the needs of Main Street. Because, look, I grew up in Bernice. We used to have festivals. We used to have a Main Street with businesses on it. And that was, you know, just an amazing time to grow up in a small town like that. And unfortunately, you know, again, I made the reference earlier, when you drive up from Baton Rouge up to Ruston, up to Bernice, a lot of those amazing, beautiful brick Main Street buildings, have shut down just due to the burdens that unnecessarily the regulations and tax burdens that the government's placed on them. And so those are the things that we want to unwind. And those are the businesses that we want to focus on.
No, absolutely. Small business. Well, small business is the backbone of our nation's economy. Here in Louisiana, that's even more so. Because you take oil and gas. Look at oil and gas in Texas. It's all high rises and these monoliths of companies. Mom and pop service industry, or mom and pop gas and oil service businesses, rule the day over here in Louisiana. It's very Main Street. It's very down home.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, that you're right. I mean, we are fortunate to be blessed with the Exxons and the Shells and the Chevrons and things like that. I mean, those have created generational opportunities for families all over the state. And so without them, and there's a trickle down effect with companies like that too, right?
Exactly.
I mean, we've created some of the greatest, most talented businesses and employers. I mean, you think about the ISCs, you think about the Cajun Industries, you think about the Excels that have developed talents through their working for some of these big industries here, and they've gone out across the country and spread their talent. And so those businesses are incredible pieces of that puzzle. But just as valuable a piece of the puzzle are those service companies in the oil and gas industry that might be small mom and pop companies. Just as valuable as that small business that dry cleaners. The real estate company, the restaurant. And so we've got to, you know, the great thing about Lobby is it's one member, one voice, and, you know, our council system, and it's very well set up to protect everybody and to represent everybody. And I'm excited to help, you know, help play a part in that.
We got a couple minutes left with Will Green, at least for today. We'll be talking with Will on a regular basis. But for today, let's say in these last couple minutes here, we're going to talk about your workman's comp event you've got coming up. But before that, what's your vision for Lobby? I mean, because the LABI just underwent a huge LA 23 survey. You're garnering a lot of information as to where we're going to take the state over the next half decade-ish. What's your vision for where La B and Louisiana needs to be headed?
Yeah, so let me say this too. Jim Patterson and the staff there have done an amazing job over the last few months steering that ship. And I know that they're incredibly excited to hit the ground running. They've got the same vision, a shared vision. I've talked to them. I was fortunate enough to work with a lot of them when I was there, you know, almost 10 years ago. You know, a lot of that same staff is there. And then, you know, at my time with the Louisiana Auto Dealers Association, you know, working alongside a lot of them. And so I'm very familiar with them and the talent that's in place there. And I'm excited and I'm thankful for the job that they've done over the last several months, getting us ready and partnering with incredibly smart and talented people like Marie Centeni, Beverly Moore. And I know they put together, you know, a pretty comprehensive plan to share with the members, to share with legislators and regulators, you know, to basically say, look, here's the plan. I mean, there is a lot of options. We've got a lot of opportunities here. You know, there's challenges, but there's a lot of opportunities to move the needle. And so, we're going to, plan to get in there as quickly as possible, start looking through, the options and the plans, get with our board, get with the staff, get with legislators. And like I said, I mean, start unwinding some of this uncompetitive and burdened tax climate. How do we focus on stopping some of the lawsuit abuse? How do we lower insurance rates? And how do we better our education system? And how do we promote the oil and gas industry that supports so many across our state? And so, those are the things that we're going to focus on, and we're going to try to work and, working with all parties, working with everybody, narrow down that agenda and hopefully come out. I know we'll come out moving the needle on this state. I'm just really excited to get to work.
Yeah, Marie and Beverly were on in this segment. I believe it was 2 weeks ago when LA23 got launched. I mean, this was a high-speed crash course that went the entire hour. It's available over on the Mornings with Brian Haldane YouTube page. But as deep as we got into it, I still feel like we barely scratched the surface. So looking forward to many more conversations on that. All right, workers' comp event coming up. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, so obviously workers' comp is my background. When I got out of law school, I went I was in-house counsel for Louisiana Workers' Compensation Corporation, amazing company. And the first thing they did, they sent me to the lobby workers' comp seminar. And I'm telling you, it is one of the best educational seminars. You can get continuing education. It is a crash course in all things workers' comp. And so you don't want to miss that. It's October 12th through the 13th here in Baton Rouge. And so you can go to the website for more information on that. There's still time to register. And again, we've got some amazing speakers. So I'm so excited to now come back and be an internal part of that. Because again, I can't tell you what a formative role that conference played for me when I was practicing.
He is Will Green, the new president and CEO of the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. We visit with La B every Monday at this time. If you want to learn more, labi.org, labi.org. The Louisiana Association of Business and Industry is the state's chamber of commerce. Will, I appreciate you hopping on board. Looking forward to an ongoing conversation.
Thanks, Brian. I appreciate you, man. Same here.